Welcome to the Get Clear with Crystal Ware podcast, the place where we get clear on our goals, own our worth, and learn to be the CEOs of our own lives. I'm your host, Crystal Ware, lawyer and former Fortune 500 corporate leader who found the confidence to say goodbye to a lucrative career and start my own business. Now I'm opening up the playbook and sharing everything I've learned to get you there faster. It may not be easy, but it will always be worth it because you are made for more. So put on your big girl pants, jump on board, and let's reach for the stars. Are you ready to get clear? Welcome back to Get Clear with Crystal Ware. I am your host with the most, Crystal Ware. And today I am diving in on a topic that is going to resonate with a lot of people. And how I came up with this is that in the last few weeks, I was talking about my new website, thewelldefinedwoman.com. I was talking about my podcast here. I was talking about the coaching that I do and other things like that, and how I had just started my Instagram last year, having never had Instagram, didn't know anything about it, didn't spend any time on social media in that way, and how I didn't know what I was doing, didn't know what content would resonate. You know, I am really more of this, a speaker, a writer. I'm not necessarily a videographer or content creator. And I was joking with one of my tennis friends about how I didn't have a lot of followers and was working on how I was going to build this up. And she had this amazing quote that I literally had to run to my phone and write it down. And she said to me so sincerely, "You don't need followers to have a following, Crystal. Just get out there and do it and create impact and build the influence that you want to have. Just get out there and do it." And I thought, wow, for a 30-second conversation, what a profound takeaway that left me with. You don't need followers to have a following, that you can build impact and influence with a small sphere of people right around you. And I wanted to talk about that today because I think a lot of people are captivated by the influencer community, what that means, how you can build a business around that, how you can build an income, how you can do a lot of different things, having impact and influence over other people, building that following on social media. But what I have seen and what I've noticed is that many people out there who are creating new and innovative businesses online, e-businesses, coaching businesses, things like that, are able to do so with even what is considered micro audiences of 1,000 people. And what does that mean for us in our everyday life? What does it mean for us when it has to do with what is we are passionate about, what we are trying to do, what are our goals in life? And if we just look around to the basics, to the very basics of life, about being in with your family, being in with your friends, the people that are nearest and dearest to you, having impact and influence in their lives, the simplest things that you can do. You know, one thing as a mother, the most simple way that you can have impact and influence and change and see things differently through the world lens is in how present you are with your children. That does not mean that you have to spend an extraordinary amount of time. Maybe you're a busy working mom. Maybe you have a long commute. Maybe it makes it difficult for you to go to after school activities or sports activities because of your circumstances, and you have to squeeze it all in on the weekends. The research shows that that doesn't matter. It's the quality of your time, not the quantity, and how you're going to influence and impact your kids. I'm sure that a lot of people who are on social media have seen the trend that was going on a few months ago about the health of a child is directly correlated with the health of a mother. That is impact. That is influence that we have that doesn't even have to do with us talking about anything. It's how we act, how we behave, how we move through life that teaches those around us.
So if we pull back, if we look at things on a more macro level, we have to ask ourselves, what is most important to us? Where are we trying to drive change? Creating change in those around us, our children, our loved ones, our friends, our family members, goes a long way in creating a waterfall effect. When we do that, then they're going out and affecting change. They're having certain behaviors and ways that they're behaving and that they're acting through the world that can directly come back to interactions with you, how things were working with you, how things went with you. So it really starts with how you define impact and influence. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you personally? What does it mean to you professionally? What does it mean to you in social contexts? What is it that you want to get out of it? What is your goal and your purpose in life? For some of us, it's going to just be creating that family environment to create happiness and health and longevity and deep connection with those in our home, for having a great core family and or a larger family dynamic. And that's okay, because that is profound in and of itself. That is enough and can be enough for any one of us. And if you want to see more impact and more influence in your life, it can come from how you're working, how you're acting in leadership, what kind of roles and projects and mentorship that you're taking on. Those little tiny connections and micro influences that you have over the people right around you or in a tertiary circle or your network, those things can you grow and bubble out. And that can lead to a larger amount of impact and influence. You can be a thought leader. You can encourage other people with what you're writing, what you're reading, how you're info sharing with people. But it all comes back to what is the core values and overarching purpose in your life. And using that as a guiding principle in how you're going to create decisions, make decisions, how it leads you to interacting, what kind of roles you take on, what kind of jobs you take on, how you behave within your family, because all of us have different kind of roles within our family. Some people, they are the glue. Some people are the socializers. Some people are the ones that just show up. But building meaningful relationships and then developing whatever kind of expertise and skill that you want to share with the world, communicating that effectively. There are many ways that we can go out and do that. If you want to see, as a stay-at-home mom, that you want to have more impact and influence, you can do that by being in the PTA. You can do that by being a reader leader at the school. You can do that by being a mentor. Most school districts have a mentorship program. In fact, I knew many people at one of my old jobs where there was a group of my colleagues whose children had left the nest, and they still wanted to have that kind of impact and influence and positive reinforcement for other children in the community. So they became mentors for other students. And that was not just a semester mentorship. It was an ongoing thing to cultivate a relationship and affect change in this person's life. Well, think about where that goes. Then when that person gets married, that person interacts with their siblings, that person has children, the influence that you had over their life is going to carry through to all that they touch and all that they surround. So when we think about impact and influence, we don't need to think about having a follower account or having this huge audience of people that are going to be out there looking to us. We can do it in microwaves across all the channels and all the relationships and all the organizations that we work on. Community building, advocacy, neighborhood involvement, all those kind of things that are really, really important, not just to our well-being, but to those around us. And that is the message I wanted to leave people with today. How important and how And that can be for other people, for your community, for your family, for your friends. What is going on with how you can have the impact? How can you have the influence without a large following? You don't need a big following or a bunch of followers to have a following. You already have that in the people nearest and dearest to you. So use that as a reminder that people love you, that people care about you, that people find value in you. And even if you think about what you're doing on a daily basis doesn't have a lot of value, if you don't feel that it has many things going for you or you're offering a lot to the world, remind yourself that these tiny ways that you're impacting and influencing each and every interaction that you have can be huge. Saying kind words to somebody at the supermarket, helping an elderly person to their car. You have the opportunity each and every day to make an influence and have impact on somebody else's day and somebody else's life in a way that you don't even always know. So when you move around life in that way and see how many opportunities there are to create that impact and influence, because that's really what people want when it comes to having followers. They want to know that people are listening, that people care, that what they're doing has value and merit and warrants somebody wanting to quote unquote follow them. But we don't need that. I mean, those are just vanity metrics in many, many ways. What we need is to have the confidence and clarity and know that each and every day we can make little tiny changes in other people's lives just by being kind, just by being generous, and just by being caring towards other people, being present, being thoughtful, all of the things that I think, you know, a good steward of the world would be. And when we do those over and over on a cumulative basis, the legacy that we leave is huge. So when you're worried about what is your impact, what is your influence, what is your value to the world, it's much larger than you think. Focus on that. Let the rest fall away. Until next time, keep getting clear.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to create a career you love, get the salary you deserve, and build the confidence to live life on your own terms, sign up for my free newsletter where you'll get actionable tips to raise your worth, build your wealth, create freedom, and create a life you absolutely love. Head over to crystalwaremedia.com to sign up or click the link in the show notes and join thousands of others making their dreams a reality. Whether you are just embarking on the journey or well on your way, the Worthful newsletter has something for you. See you next week.